The first thing I do is enlist our news intern, Simone Alisea, to be our guinea pig.
Ready?
I guess so.
She's a college student, nearly 21, part of the younger demographic these services seem to be after.
So where do you want to start, Simone?
We're going to use Sidecar first.
Things don't get off to a great start.
Usage is off the charts right now. All sidecar drivers are on rides. Please try again. This is our first attempt, and apparently there's no one around to drive us.
It's noon on a Tuesday, and we're just trying to go from Belltown to Capitol Hill. We try another service, Lyft. That's L-Y-F-T. And again?
All drivers are currently busy.
But then on our third try, we score.
Oh, look.
With
okay,
Uber X. Which confirms with a text message.
So it says, hi, Simone, your Uber
is en route. Raj, 4.8 stars, will pick you up in 6 minutes.
We can even see Raj's picture on the profile that pops up on the UberX app on Simone's iPhone.
And then quite sure.
Which brings up one of the main differences between these rideshare services and regular taxis. You really need a smartphone to use them. Before you can even request a ride, in most cases, you have to download an app, register your name, and in some cases, a photo or your Facebook account, and put in your credit card number.
Great. Thank you very much.
Turning over all this personal info doesn't really bother Simone.
I mean, I'm part of the internet generation, so there's so much data on me already.
We do eventually connect with all of the rideshare services, including Sidecar. As with the other services, everything, including payment at the end of the ride, is done through your smartphone app. No cash is allowed. And you use the app to rate your ride. Our Sidecar driver, Fabio, helps us navigate their system.
Great. What was the best part of your ride? Nice vehicle, great attitude, safe and efficient. We'll go with great attitude.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Hi, I'm Simone. This is our first Lyft ride.
Well, welcome aboard.
Excellent.
Like the other rideshare services, Lyft, it's the one with the cars sporting fuzzy pink mustaches, says it embodies a different culture than traditional cabs. Our Lyft driver, Kevin, encourages Simone to sit in the front.
First, we start with a fist bump. That makes it all official. I can fist bump you as well. There we go.
With Lyft, even the payment shows up on your phone as a suggested donation. Still, in the same way you rate your driver can rate you as a passenger.
I rate just about everybody a 5, because everybody's awesome, in my opinion.
But Lyft driver Kevin says if you were particularly obnoxious or drunk or consistently paid below the suggested donation,
those sort of people would at some point be unwelcome in the community. Where's good for you? Right in front of you?
Yeah. That's
another way these cars differ from regulated taxis is the drivers aren't professionals. They use their own cars, and many just do it in their spare time. Kevin, for instance, is an actor.
When I'm available, I turn the app on. When I'm not available, I turn the app off.
For comparison's sake, we decide to take a taxi as well. Simone looks up the phone number for Yellow Cab and makes the call.
Simone?
Now, for Simone, this is the most difficult thing about using the taxi, having to actually call and talk with someone on a telephone.
You get that hello, and you have to, like, figure out what you're going to say. And my friends and I talk a lot about how talking on the phone is the worst thing in the world.
This is for Simone, right?
Taxi drivers take cash and often seem to prefer it. And riders don't pre-register their credit cards and other information. Which brings up the issue of safety. We find out our taxi driver, Yosef, has had direct experience with the dangers of driving a cab. Back in March, when he tried to collect a fare after dropping off a couple in Linwood, he was badly beaten.
And I found myself on the ground, some guy punching me and the lady kicking me. And they left me on the street like a dead person.
The perpetrators were apprehended, but Yosef remains wary and says he only continues to drive a cab because he really needs the money. I should say that in our experiment, the taxi did arrive quickly and the cost wasn't much different than the other services. But Simone says on her own, she's probably more comfortable using the rideshare services. She says it just feels more like the social network she's already used to.
When I'm sitting there in the car rating my driver, it feels very social and it feels very like I'm deciding to go on a date with this person.
As for Seattle's relationship with the rideshare services, it's complicated. The city and King County plan to decide in the next few months if and how to regulate this new way of getting around. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.